What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
The Frames Per Second Podcast.
Boy, be very careful.
You're just like your father.
You're not the only one with secrets. You got game.
What have you gotten me into?
I can't fail.
This is my legacy.
How can we trust this kid, Tariq?
I know how to keep him in line.
What's going on? It's your boy, Nikki Duce, a.k.a. Mr. No Disrespect. And you now tune in to the Frames Per Second Podcast. In this episode, we are starting our weekly recaps of the new Star series, Power Book 2, Baby Ghost. Or that's how at least I call it.
You was calling it Baby Power at first.
Yeah, Baby Power, whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Power, the spinoff with Tariq starting the show and everything. We're trying to catch up with everything going on, so we're recapping the first three episodes. We're just going to jump right in and just, you know, talk about the first three episodes. So overall, want to get y'all thoughts on so far. How's the series going? I like it, love it, couldn't care less about it.
Nobody wanted this, and we said that. We said, well, okay, I won't speak for everyone. I didn't want, I said, when I was watching Power, you know, this show has everything that I dislike about Power. Like, but I knew I knew that going in, you know, based off the previews and all that. Like, it's like, based on the previews and the way Power ended, I knew that I wouldn't particularly care for this show. I have no desire for Tariq. No. Or anyone else, or Tasha. I've never really liked Tasha in Power. And they're basically the stars of the show. Now, they're trying to intermingle the Mary J. And Meth and all this.
Man.
And trying to force this whole shit. And I'm just like, no one, I'm not buying this. Mm-mm. Like, what are y'all doing, man? Like, this is not going to last. Reason alone, like, people shouldn't get invested in this show because it's not gonna last.
I thought it already got renewed.
It's only five
season.
Episodes.
Oh, it's only five. Well, it's only one, five episodes.
This one is, yeah.
But I'm pretty sure it got renewed
this season.
For,
okay,
I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. You're the host.
No. Go ahead.
How
go
many
ahead.
Episodes is it, Nicholas?
I thought it was. I think it's 10.
This no app way it's I used five. To track it had five, but you may be right.
There's no way it's only five.
I thought that was weird.
If that's the case, that's worse than Lovecraft. That's worse than Lovecraft if it is.
It got renewed for a second season already.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And I think right now, maybe because of COVID, they only have five listed, but they have other episodes coming out.
They said they're trying to turn this into TV's next MCU. So they're trying to just create multiple breakoffs from this world.
Yeah. We saw that because they got the whole Tommy show. They got the going back in time to the early prequels.
With Kanan.
But see, the Tommy thing could be cool because I thought when they brought up Tommy, I thought, okay, is that how they're going to bring Tommy back into this? Because that could actually be dope. But I don't give a fuck about the Mary J. Blige shit, the two fucking kids, the Spanish dude, none of that.
Yeah. I don't even like kids look biracial.
They're supposed to be biracial?
Yeah. That's supposed, some of
Drew
to be
Drew.
Oh, are they maybe. Supposed to be that?
That's
Lorenzo.
To be
Lorenzo,
daddy.
Yeah.
Lorenzo's their
daddy. Wait, no.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be his kids?
Yeah.
I don't know if Kanan is supposed
I'm going to say Kanan is probably somebody else's baby and he just act like it is. Maybe that's going to be a plot twist somewhere that he ain't really his daddy and he start acting out. But them bitty bees in his head.
He ain't got to be like Puerto Rican that. He really ain't his daddy.
Okay, I'm confused now.
Yeah, bro.
There's no fucking way they
Those
think that.
Those are supposed
that,
to be his children. That's his daughter and his two sons.
Power seriously wasn't a good show. It was entertaining, but it was never a good show. I don't give a fuck what FIFO says. Power was never a good show. So the fact that this is bad isn't surprising to me. I couldn't even buy any of the school stuff, that white kid that shows up. I was just like, man, this is fucking stupid. It's better than Lovecraft County, but it's still bad.
Damn, you think it's better than that?
Yes. Yes. Really, I'm enjoying this more than Lovecraft. Country or county? Whatever country. The fuck it is. Yes.
But it's still bad. It's still real bad.
Yeah, it is.
I would like to vote to have the Trey Songz version of the theme song play in the beginning of this, not the original one.
I agree.
That frustrates it's not me worthy. Every time I hear no.
it. I agree.
This is not power. This is baby power. And I do not want to hear that bullshit. I just frustrate me every time. They need to just give it a whole new song or just put Trey Songz on that because it is not deserving.
Dang, it's a baby Joe too?
A baby Joe. Yeah. Baby Joe for baby yeah. power. This show is horrible. The acting is horrible. The storylines is horrible. Everything is horrible. Why do I care about the sex addict teaching the teacher professor's fucking? I don't
care.
I mean, yeah, Kat Graham is Kat Graham, right? She pretty, but I don't care about why she fuck. I don't care about the teachers fucking and that they used to fuck and now they don't fuck no more and now he fucked somebody else. I don't care.
She said, don't close the door.
That was some hard shit there, bro. Tell you, hey, leave the door open. I might want somebody to see
it. Bullshit. This just makes me... I be so mad at you, Nicholas. Every time we turn this show on, I be like, whose fault is this that I'm watching this and it's yours? And I be up there pissed.
Y'all don't like Mary J? She's terrible in this.
What did you just say about the last worst episode? It was funny.
Tell mama what?
Oh, I said, she don't even look like she fucked. She don't even look like she want to act true. Like she fucked.
That's true. Right. She's always angry.
Right.
She like, I don't believe that she has sex. Just then in that scene. I believe she asexual after watching her in these damn scenes.
I was like, you know what? You're right. It don't look like she just fucked nobody. Because it was to be assumed that she just had sex with the guy.
So you say she had more emotion than that Burger King commercial?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. She does.
Come on.
She has no passion. Her face is always the same dead, I'm mad face. She's not. I thought she was an okay actress.
Same thing with Method Man to me. I thought Method Man
is better than Mary to me.
He's been better.
This is the first time I've seen Method Man like, okay, I have to take you as like as this character.
Yeah, he looks like he's acting as a lawyer.
Like Method Man as a lawyer?
Yes.
But is that because we know Method Man so well?
He's never done a role like this.
Oh. Yeah, he's never played a positive role.
Yes, he has. What was the movie?
The Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah, it was the Adam Sandler movie.
I haven't seen
The Cobbler.
Who? The Cobbler, yeah. The Cobbler.
But as like a focal, I'm talking about as a focal point, like he gets a lot of screen time.
He got a lot of screen time in that too. But that's what I'm saying. Like I've seen Method Man act, I feel what you're saying. Yeah, I've seen him act better and you're saying like it's the role, right?
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, if it's the role or whatever, it's a bad choice for him. And that's what we have. We have. We have yo. How is he say? He the way he's trying to talk. It's like what the fuck?
It's not believable
at all.
It's so unbelievable
at all.
You don't believe he's a good lawyer?
No.
I don't believe he's a lawyer at all.
I don't think he's a lawyer.
I don't believe he's a lawyer.
I think we got something on our hands here. Like the way he says stuff, the inflections in his voice. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Yo, I was so frustrated with the show. Now I do think. Bobby Brown, y'all know that he played as Bobby Brown.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Who did? I'm happy for him, Woody.
He played as Bobby Brown.
Good for him.
He's doing okay.
He's the gem of this.
I think he's doing okay. But still, I just
don't know. About
it could be
gem.
Over the top for him too, huh?
I don't know about a gem. Ain't no gems.
Yeah, I don't think it's a gem. I just think he's okay.
Gemstones. That's all.
I even think Tyreek has moments. Sometimes. I do think he has moments. I'm like, I felt that a little bit.
The classroom scenes is what you're talking about?
No.
What scenes?
The classroom scenes.
Oh, no, those are bad. Those are real bad.
Because you see him coming a mile away.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, my God.
And you can tell the actor don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Right. It's like,
come on. Yeah. Like, you don't even sound right saying that word, bro.
God, it's so predictable. But no, it's a couple scenes outside of the class. He performed as an actor and he has moments for me. I'm like, all right, are they tricking me?
Yes.
But yeah. But it's sometimes he has moments. I can't front. Sometimes I'm like, all right, that was pretty good, Tyreek. I still don't like you. Like, you know what I'm saying? I still don't like your character. But the actor was okay.
I don't like how they got Tasha looking like Riley Freeman.
Even she gets so stupid. Like she at least like was smarter than this before.
Was she? This is why I asked about. Remember, I asked long time ago, like y'all hyping up Tasha, like she's some type of mastermind, like Ghostwood.
She's so stupid.
Like that whole trial scene.
So
They all think they can do that, though. They all think they can get on the stand and convince the jury. Oh. Happens all the time.
But she didn't even really get on. She just made up some little super whack-ass story and thought that was going to be it.
That's took me away from it. Makes sense.
And they got, what's her name? Tamika? The Hums lady? The one sound like she's about to sing a hymn? Oh, as her lawyer doing looking the crosses.
Like the guy looking like Olivia Pope. The one who's trying to save sex.
Yeah,
they
that's
changed her whole wig up.
Yeah, they did. Wait, she got a spinoff wig.
She was on Regular Power.
Yeah. Yes, oh, you don't remember her?
Y'all called her Mahalia Jackson, and then she came back looking like Olivia Pope.
Do you like it?
Yes,
I think you do.
Huh? No, I don't.
It's okay.
It's more of it's a continuation of a story that I've been watching, so I'm just seeing it through. Mm-hmm. So it's not like I really like it. It's just a routine now. Like I'm interested in seeing like. Because the question I'm having throughout these first three episodes, like, they actually gave Tyreek a show. Like, literally, someone greenlit this shit.
Yeah, but they knew that Tyreek couldn't carry it. That's why we have Mary J. Blige and this side story with these stupid fucking kids. Because they knew that Tyreek was not going to be enough to keep a show going. But that side story isn't interesting to me, one. And two, the fact that he even landed in that circle is just, it's just ridiculous.
Right.
Because of the basketball player and he got to help him get through school.
Right, it just so happens that there's also a criminal empire. It's like,
dude, right, where have this criminal empire been?
Right.
Why was there never any conflict if the Ghost was so big in this city?
Unless there was. Maybe the Spanish dude that's in jail.
It's because of Ghost?
Maybe he, no, maybe not because of Ghost, but maybe he.
No, they like they don't know who the fuck these Tyreek them are.
Oh, that's true. On the St. Patrick's. She fucking the cop. Like, for why?
A younger Hispanic person, like version of her husband, pretty much.
Why not? I mean, that seems like the smartest thing she's doing.
Because apparently she can fuck her husband whenever she wants to.
Right.
So that was it was a conjugal. Mm-hmm. Okay, remember the cop come back and he's like, all right, time up. I didn't have a problem with that. It just didn't. Mary J. Blige was just not a good pick for this role. Like, just go sing somewhere. I don't need you over here trying to, like, be a gangster. Mm-mm. Who the fuck you talking to? Who the fuck is that? What the fuck is... You don't even sound right saying fuck.
You know what to do.
Right.
And then she wiped the blood off of Kane's face after he killed the dude.
Neck. That was so lame.
That was whack as hell.
Oh, that was so lame.
Yeah, when she first came down them steps, like, as her... Showcase she the balls. I was hoping that she would do that little Mary J. Blige dance. Hey, I was like, hey, get it, Mary. Hey,
that would actually be kind of good.
So y'all don't care at all.
No.
You ain't even got to complete the series.
You don't care about all about like the love dynamics that we're seeing, the new ones.
With Tyreek between the two girls?
Yeah.
It could be interesting. It could be, but that
could
not.
Be.
It could be, though. Like I like
because I like her. The girl. Oh, what you was about to say?
I was gonna say I like how they brought the other girl back for like 2 seconds.
Effie.
Yeah, because the thing about it, I thought they were gonna finally start revealing who she is,
but they didn't though,
and they didn't.
Right.
So she was nothing. That's pretty.
So yeah. So it was like, what was the fucking point?
Exactly. She just hands over a bag of drugs with no problem.
Well, we still don't know who her father or who it was that she was calling to talk about Tyreek.
Yeah, because we wanted that to tie to someone in the old show.
Yeah,
right. That been interesting. Is it going to tie to somebody in this show? Because otherwise, why the fuck did you even bring her in?
Because she needed a bag of drugs.
And I didn't realize she was the one that got him kicked out of school.
Yeah, she's the one I just forgot.
Yeah, you just forgot. Because we was like, you just forgot. But we didn't know the intent. We thought it was just because she didn't want him doing it. But we know she was trying to take out the competition.
Mm. Do you care for the show at all?
I actually do think I like the show.
I had a feeling you was going to say that.
Yeah, I actually do. I'm surprised. I'm trying to reconcile with that.
What do you like about it?
That's what I've been trying to figure out. But it feels like a better Power to me.
Damn, really?
Than the original?
Yeah.
What?
Nah, King.
You got to explain that.
Maybe I like seeing Tyreek sort of manifest and come into his own as like the new Ghost, for lack of a better way to say it. Because we never really got we saw Ghost, we assume that Ghost became Ghost off the street. And now we're seeing ghosts become ghosts through the school system. And you're seeing an extension or a continuation of the intelligence that ghosts had manifesting itself into Tyreek. There are a lot of improbable events and or extreme circumstances. Zeke obviously being tied to this mafia, this the real queenpin. But it's fucking power. So what do you expect? So it's gonna be some basic elementary writing when it comes to this show. So I just have to go with that. Because they have to put it in there. There's no other way to write it. And power's always been very primitive when it came to stuff like that. So
they got your ass.
They probably did. But they got your ass. I think I'm very intrigued to see kind of where this going and how they really gonna develop this whole thing out. Because he has no connects. He's trying to figure this thing out. The white boy is the white boy from his old school. And you know, even the schooling thing and trying to see how he maneuvers his way through that situation with this white guy on him, the black guy on him. I don't like the relationships at all with the professor, the other professor, and then the student.
Yeah.
I think they could just do away with that. Mm-hmm. But seeing Tariq try to navigate himself through this new world, I don't know, man. I think I want to see how this goes.
It all seems so forced.
Power is always forced.
It might have no.
Now later on in power, later on,
yeah. But I don't think early on. I think the story flowed pretty well early on with Ghost leading it and Tommy. And I know people tend to don't like Tommy's acting performance, but I don't know. I like I said about power. Like it's something that I did like about it, even though you know it's just something I liked about Tommy and Ghost and that relationship. And shit, all the relationships, honestly, the relationship he had with his father, I mean, with his wife, one he had with his mistress, it just always interesting to me. But this, I have absolutely no investment in any of these characters. I don't have any investment in Tasha, nor Tyreek, and I definitely don't have an investment in Mary J. Blige, you got me fucking up the queen. She got me fucking up the legend and shit. Mm-hmm. She tarnishing her.
She's ruining her legacy.
Yeah,
like, y'all ain't saying that, bro. Yes. Bro, she ain't that bad.
Yes, she is.
She's not that bad.
Yes. She's not that bad.
I've seen worse, Mary
She's
J.
Not that
okay,
bad.
Yeah, I've seen worse. Sure, I mean, there's worse smells than baby shit, but that doesn't mean baby shit doesn't stink.
She just has like one note.
Yeah,
yeah, and it's bad. The note is bad. It's a sour note.
It's a given with the show, though. I think for me, when it comes to like power shit. Mm-mm.
Her acting is almost as bad as Tommy's.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you think it's worse than Tommy's?
And I think since I've managed to get over Tommy, I just and that's the thing with power, you just deal with a lot of shit.
Little expectations.
You know what I'm saying? So I think like I'm fascinated at how Method Man is trying not to be a bad actor, but is still a bad actor. Like and I was just like, how, like, with the voice, kind of going back to the voice thing.
The really voice is. Connects me out every time. I know it's coming. Every time he opens up his voice, I'm like, here we go.
Wow.
Come on, man.
You're killing yourself, bro. He's still laughing. He's so fucking stupid, man.
I'm sorry. I had to get it off, man. Rod had the 99 problems.
You've been waiting all day for that.
But yeah, because like he's trying, and I'm like, this dude is really trying, and I can appreciate that.
He may be good by the end of the season, you know. He could clean himself up. You know,
he's better. They should have cast him as a lawyer. He should have been one of the, he should have been the fucking goon in jail that Mary J. Blige was fucking. I'd have believed that more because I feel like Method Man can pull that kind of role off, but a lawyer with a suit, it's not believable. And I know that sucks, and it sounds borderline racist, but it's just I don't believe him.
Yeah,
I thought they were gonna bring Tate back too because Tate was in there for a hot second. Tate.
Yeah, Councilman Tate.
He came to the funeral.
Yeah,
he came to the funeral.
I think he's gonna be in the Nets too.
Okay,
he has his own spinoff coming out too.
Oh, fuck off! Really?
Yeah, remember they showcased like 5 spinoffs after the power.
I like the basketball guy too, man.
he's useless in this.
Such
show.
A goofball.
I like the dynamic between like Diana and Mary J. As far as like,
who was Diana again?
The daughter. As far as like Mary J. trying to control her phone. Yeah, she's trying to control her. Like I can see how Tariq is gonna use Diana to get, you know, Mary J. out of here and shit like that.
That's the problem. You see it already. Yeah.
And we're only on the third episode.
That's Power, though.
No, I don't know, man. When I first got into watching Power, there were certain things where I was actually surprised. Like, whoa,
that shit really towards the end, we were kind of off on some things. You remember when we would try to guess like something happened and it wouldn't be that?
I don't remember.
Not saying it was to its detriment.
Well, I think towards the end of the episode, as we reviewed it, we were trying to write the story for them.
Yeah, trying to help them.
So that wasn't guessing. That was like, this would be better.
You're right. I don't know. Yeah. I think they surprised us a couple times.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, they did.
Nothing here on the show in the third episode, nothing has surprised me. It's just like, all right, cool. I don't care about this. I don't care about this either or this. Because I don't even get like how this love triangle with Tariq is even going to play itself out. Because it's just like, it's so uninteresting in general. It's like, who fucking cares?
Have you seen like the little, I guess, the little thing where they're trying to say like the school friend is supposed to be the new Angela. And then Diana's supposed
that graphic
to be like the, yeah, it's supposed to be the Tasha. And then Zeke is Tommy. And Kane is supposed to be like Kanan. It's like the whole cast.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did.
It's like Baby Looney Tunes.
Basically.
Yeah, I did see that.
Muppet Babies.
Like, oh, that's kind of, I can see that.
And that's problematic.
I actually don't think I like Kane, though. I think he feels like he's somewhat over the top with his antics.
But you need a Kane in this show, though.
I do. And yeah. I accept it because I know he's needed. I just don't think I like his character.
I like Bobby Brown in this because he's just basically playing Bobby Brown with a gun.
I thought Drew was more interesting. Like, because Drew comes across, especially I think the feeling that I got with the third one when she was like, why Drew? Drew's not Kane. He's not an enforcer like that. And, you know, Lorenzo was like, yeah, but that's why I pick him. Mm-hmm. And I got a very Godfather's like, Michael is the one because, and not the other one because they're more hot-headed. So remember the one that got killed?
Fredo.
Yeah. So Fredo? I was like, oh, yeah, that's a very Godfather. Again, I don't know, it'd probably easy to draw one line to the other, but I think Drew I like more than Kane in this one.
Because and they make, seem like Drew a punk, but he was about to pull his gun out before Kane came through and tried to, quote unquote, save the day.
Well, he was holding his gun, but he
didn't pull.
He didn't pull.
And that's why Kane ran in
and
there.
Kane came in there and was going to hit with a stabby stab.
Is that the real Lil Guap rapper?
Who?
Isn't that a real rapper?
Who?
Guap. Lil Guap.
Oh, you talking about Guap Dad?
Am I getting them mixed up?
I know Guap Dad. I don't think that's him.
Yeah, just okay.
No, I thought there's a rapper Guap. Maybe it's Guap Dad. Yeah. I thought they went and got the real rapper to play
Guap on the show. I don't think so, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I kept seeing the name over and over again.
Pretty decent actor compared to everybody else in the show. Yeah, we just chilling, ain't we?
I did think it was like I'm like, damn, what the fuck Kane be doing to these motherfuckers? I mean, because they changed their attitude real quick.
Well, I mean, he walked in the fucking he just shot in the air for no
I know,
reason.
But before he started shooting, he walked in like, oh okay, we just
they know. They know how he is.
They know, man. Yeah. And then he started shooting up the joint. I'm like, yeah, well, is that enough? Like, shoot motherfucker.
You can't shoot people like
human. I know, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, I do see Drew and Kane obviously having that war with each other. Like somebody, they probably gonna end up gonna take somebody out.
They're gonna be the Ghost versus Tommy, and it's gonna be this long ongoing thing of them fucking fighting each other.
They're gonna be Kane and Abel.
Hey, I know. Is this where the show get putting us to? We gotta punt our way through these recaps.
That shit.
This is what Power does to you, though. It's not Ryan's fault, it's Power.
Kyle brings out the worst in people.
They really do.
I had all these questions coming in. Y'all like, nope, I don't care.
Like, no, go through some of them.
Well, I'm just going through the storylines. Like, they brought back Colonel Taylor. You know what I'm saying? So he may play a role in.
Who was that?
Where was Colonel Taylor?
His uncle at the funeral.
Who?
Colonel Brad Taylor from Different World. I didn't
ghost
see him.
Ghost uncle at the funeral, and he talked to Tyreek and said, "Oh, Tyreek, you just like your daddy."
I didn't even see him or notice it was him. Yeah, he could be a future mentor to Tyreek.
Nah, care about Tyreek, he mentored. Was just there to get Tyreek to say something positive. They just needed him for the story. That was it.
Tyreek,
that was
died.
Absolutely it.
Yeah, that's
die. The, just die. Die.
It's not that deep.
Just die.
We'll be back after this quick break.
So it was confirmed. I was talking to my homeboy about that sex addict professor. My thing with their storyline is like, how does that fit with the drug dealing? Like, eventually they're going to have to piece it. Like, and also her interest in Tyreek is very, to me, super specific and dead on. Like, why are you so interested in
Tyreek?
She's
tied into some kind of cartel or gang or something.
Wait, she's the sex addict?
She has
addict?
To be. No, he's the sex addict. But I'm saying,
No, she is.
She's a sex addict. Or both? Well, are they both?
I thought he was a sex addict.
No, she is. That's why she was talking to her sponsor at the bar after she had sex.
Oh, I thought that was just her homie.
No,
I thought it was her homie too. I know it was her sponsor.
I thought it was a sponsor.
The fact that we're all this confused about this show is a problem.
Right. Yeah, I knew he. I thought like he can't just be a sex addict. He just a nigga. He just seems like she bad as hell trying to fuck him. I'm like, all right, fuck it. We can do it on
she
our desk.
Was a sex addict.
Hmm.
So why was she turned off about the sex he was having with the girl? Then?
She wasn't turned off. She seemed like she stayed in the room.
She stayed in the room
like
long enough.
She was trying to listen, like, oh,
well, that's
she's
her ex-boyfriend. I don't want to listen to my ex having sex. In
but she didn't leave. Remember, she stayed there for a while.
She did for a second. She did?
She was like, what is that?
She knew what that was.
That's like looking at a...
Yo, I cannot with this show, dog.
Yeah, I don't really care for that part. I think it really... I don't think it's really needed, like, their additional storyline.
But they have it there for a reason. Yeah. It has to be. She's tied to something. She has to be.
Because the way she's, like one of y'all just said, the way she's like so focused in on Tyreek, it seems like she has to be tied to something.
Either she's tied in or she saves him from something. She becomes some sort of ally for some reason.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think it's probably just really just seeing a black youth and trying to get him into the school, which generally turns them away. I think that's it. Like, this show has a way of making us think things are there that are not there. And I think they just need to fill space. And sure. I think their whole relationship or previous relationship is that.
Yeah, because they talk about a book that he wrote.
Raw.
And I think the grad student brings it up as far as, like, I read your book. Who was the woman about? I think he probably wrote about the girl.
The other professor.
Or her sex addict and addiction and all that stuff.
That's right, because that's why they fell out. I remember her mentioning in an argument that she wrote, wrote a book about me or brought me up in the book. So yeah, he wrote a book about her.
Like, my thing was like, you like his little nose, like, nah, I ain't trying to fuck you. Get out of here. And then as soon as she gets to the door, he only did it
because he heard her in the other room.
No, she wasn't in there.
He hear shit.
They were fucking.
She closed the door, and that's what made him say, never mind. He heard her in the next room.
Yeah, I
she
thought
came
they started
after
going
the
at it after or before she even came through there.
Yeah, I think that was after.
Because the second she sat down, they were already fucking, remember? Because it was like that doon, doon, doon sound.
He heard the... Go back and rewatch it.
I don't want to. I'll just take your word for it then.
And it was... Well, she screamed out his name. What's his name? He got a ghetto-ass name.
Like
Jabari. Yeah. That is so racist. No, I'm just saying, he comes off as like...
Oh, someone named Jabari can't be a professor?
Nah, I'm just saying for how critical he is of Tyreek. And he was like, don't hold back your voice and all that stuff. You would think that he would try to help mentor him a little bit more.
Because his name is Jabari.
Yeah.
You racist as fuck, Nick.
What kind of shit? Yeah, just let it.
I'm just
saying. What kind of
shit? What's up, real life?
Everybody,
like,
can't,
right. Like,
yeah, everybody right. Can't have the name Nick.
Exactly. No, I'm just saying, like, I'm just saying, bro, you a nigga too. Like, come on, bro. Cut him some slack. You ain't got to give him an incomplete for it, especially when he did all the stuff that he was supposed to do.
No, he should have given an incomplete.
Because he didn't stick to it. I mean, you saw it.
Right. Yeah, but I'm like, I thought he was going to give him a second chance. All right, you can rewrite it.
Nah.
No, I agree with that part.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why
professors
are
typically, like, especially if they do that because they know you're smart and they want to inspire you.
Yeah.
They're not going to make you hold that incomplete. They want you to go back and redo the paper.
I thought that was crazy, though, when the white dude was like, oh, that's above my pay level. I mean, that's below my pay level to be grading papers.
Yeah. Ain't that some shit? That's yeah. Like Jabari over here doing all this goofy ass shit, bro. Can't help my nigga out. You over here fucking your grad students, but you want to be critical of my nigga Tariq.
I thought it was funny when Tariq just knew he was going to have a great grade.
He did. He what?
When he thought he was going to get a good grade.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that shit was
his
funny.
His face, he was like, and the girl said, I'm sorry.
Yeah, because he took her advice. I thought he was going to cuss her ass out. Like,
mushed her in the forehead like. Ghost did Tasha. Fuck you.
Like father, like son.
Yep. Yep.
Yo, that shit. Hey,
that's a classic scene in TV. Yo, that's
shit. Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah.
The way he pushed it. He pushed the shit out of
her. That was improv.
Broke her fucking neck.
He sprayed his finger after that shit.
Man, that's why her fucking hairline went so far back.
Her shit.
I never seen somebody push somebody's hairline.
Damn.
Her shit said, oh,
I would not participate.
Yo, that shit was crazy. Man. I need some of them moments, goddamn.
Oh, shit. But eventually, since we're speaking on Tasha, is she gonna be in jail the whole season?
I don't know.
Because they keep on bringing her out, bringing her back in.
So that is, I'm not interested in that storyline. I know they need it.
That's what the whole
to be the motive behind what Tariq is doing. Yeah. But it's just not good. Yeah. And I would like to see her get out of jail so they can have her doing other shit.
Like what?
I don't know, man, but they just can't write her in jail well.
She has to get into it with Mary J. at some point.
They could have gave her a wig for the funeral. They ain't had to put on that big ass hat with the cornrows. They could have gave her a wig.
I just think, like, you go from Tariq, don't sell drugs, to Tariq, you got to do what you got to do. Like, she totally flipped by episode 3.
She's desperate. Yeah. She didn't know she was going to be stuck in jail like this.
I did like the chick that worked at a daycare
she's funny.
I thought she was funny.
I like the classmate Tariq got, the one that was cussing out everybody in class.
Oh yeah, yeah. She need more time too. Yeah, because she's smart but still ghetto.
See, that's the kind of shit that takes me out the show.
Yeah,
because that doesn't happen.
It doesn't. No,
you know
what
I'm saying. It was just
light skin Keisha came me at the.
No, I'm talking about why we got to be in class cussing people out like this. Like, why is this? Why are we doing this? That doesn't happen.
At what I assume is a prestigious institution Stansfield. Yeah, that was a little bit much.
The black woman has to be in here fucking screaming and cussing like this.
Yeah, that's why.
Come on, man.
But it still was funny. But also, I like when Tamika was like, you think Ghost did all that shit? And then she said, for you? I was like, damn.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. She was like, he was still in love with Angela.
He said, you still did all that shit for you? I was like, damn, that was cold. Like, she had to cut off.
She was still mad that she got fired.
She was. She was mad.
I don't know why she fired her, though, even after she found out about
Tariq. Because she didn't want Tariq to go to jail.
But the deal was you don't have to do no time, right? You could just.
No, it was some way she had to be forthcoming about what happened. So she had to give them some information.
It still didn't make sense that she fired her. I didn't get that either.
No, it didn't. It
seemed like she was just being emotional or something, I guess. That's what we're supposed to take from that. I don't know.
I think it's supposed to be probably this whole series is dependent on her being in jail. So we can't take her out too early.
I don't know. The jail thing isn't there.
Do y'all think that Mary J. fucked up by bringing Tariq into business, or would that actually help?
Of course. She said it. She said everybody ends up around this kid either end up in jail or dead. So, yeah. Eventually.
Ain't that the drug game in general, though?
Have we seen that part yet? Has she actually said it?
She said it. She was in the last episode. We know Tariq is bad news. And I know it's the drug game, but it appears that whatever operation that they're running hasn't gone down like that, not to that extreme. Most of the guys is on the street are probably dying, but people up top don't sound like they get caught up in that.
So are we supposed to get invested in this situation with her and the cop and the Spanish dude.
Yeah, that's gonna unfold somehow.
Because that's some, like, she's fucking a cop, and I can't tell if she's lying. Like, does the
that's that one old acting. I don't know if she's playing him or not.
Right.
Yeah, like, I'm with you.
Is she an undercover liar? Does she lie under the cover?
Oh my God.
All right. It is affecting the whole of the show.
Shit. We affected y'all.
Because I thought Mike was really going on. I'm like, bro, he better not finish it the way I think.
Power 19. We just all got it.
I'm just saying.
He did all that to set up that joke. No.
Your turn, Nate.
What you got, Nate?
I really didn't. I was really wondering if we're supposed to care about this because I don't really get it.
I don't either.
Like, does the Spanish dude know that Mary J is fucked with this cop? I assume not.
I don't think so.
Lorenzo.
Lorenzo is his name?
Lorenzo know that? Yeah. I don't think he does.
How wouldn't he, though? He seems like he's well connected inside.
Right. Maybe he don't care because, like, you know, I'm in jail right now, like, as long as you holding down the business, taking care of the kids, making sure I got money on my books.
Right.
Fucking me every now and then.
That's all.
You
got to
do what you
got to
do. You know what I'm saying? Especially he a cop, so you actually have insight. Like, it's helpful for the business because that's how they got her sons got away the first, you know, when Kane shot up the place.
But it seemed like it's a well-kept secret because Lil Guap didn't know. He was like, your mama had a dick since your pops got put up.
Yeah, but that's... Yeah, but he's just like a little side hustle dude. He's not anybody important.
I thought Kane was going to find out. Remember when he pulled up that one
right,
night?
What happened to that?
Oh, yeah.
She did mention to the kids that if it weren't for the cop being there, they would have been caught. And she's tired of having to do favors to keep them out of trouble.
Yeah, but
so they know it's something. They know it's that they at least know each other. I don't know if they know the extent to which the relationship is. So who cares?
But she also said, you need to get the fuck out of here before Kane see you. Or there's going to be some problems.
Yeah.
That could get sort of interesting, maybe.
Which is why the Kane rolling up on the scene, you know,
it's the first hint.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, you need to get the fuck out of here before Kane see you, and then they gave us the Kane potentially seeing him. And then it just kind of,
yeah, nothing after that.
Power 101.
So you guys looking forward to episode 4?
It's already out. But yeah. No.
The only thing that's bothering me that it's only 5 episodes. And
so it is only a 5 episode?
I think just for right now.
Yeah.
What?
That works.
Like, I think there are more episodes coming out because they said other episodes of the season include, you know, Good vs. Evil.
Why would you bother?
Right.
Why would you bother releasing a show like this with 5 episodes?
Because you haven't fully, like, it's not.
They know it's bad. You're right. They know
right.
It's
not a fast-moving story. Like, I don't know if you guys seen Luther. Luther over in the BBC
that's
is like
just dope.
6 episodes. Yeah.
But that's BBC though.
I know, but I'm saying so.
Yeah, that is standard BBC.
Right. Length. But what I mean in comparing the two is that standard BBC, they tell a story in 6 episodes. It moves quick. Mm-hmm. They don't have a lot of filler. With Power, it's 5 episodes, but they're still kind of setting everything up by episode 3.
Right.
So by the time episode 5 comes on, it's like, okay, where are we at? So I'm going to feel like there's this big, like, unfulfilled part of whatever's going on here.
Yeah, which is why I don't think it's going to end at 5. It can't. Especially, like, if we're episode 4. Yeah, at this
point. Where are y'all seeing the 5 stuff? Is this an IMDb?
Yeah, I use 2 apps. One is TV Time and one is Sirius. And they have 5 mats on both.
One last thing before we close out, Nick. Mm-hmm. This is more for Ken. And I know y'all probably comment. We still ain't seen Ghost Dead.
Yeah, we have. They buried him.
We didn't see his face.
Oh, come on, y'all.
I thought you was on my side with it. Oh, who was it?
No, I wasn't. That was Mike.
You turned me, but I just don't care that much anymore.
Yeah, I don't care that much anymore.
If that nigga pop up.
But I still ain't seen his face.
No way.
I still ain't seen him.
We talking about a full funeral.
Why haven't we seen him?
We talking about an autopsy. We talking about
we seen
everything.
Him get shot, laid down on the ground, blood spill out.
That's over.
I mean, you'll see that, you know, anywhere, but
He gave his last breath. Didn't he give his last breath?
That's over. That's
not 5 episodes, y'all.
It can't be.
Y'all. No, it's not. It's just the first 5.
I'm gonna get my hopes up right now.
I'm sorry. But it looks like there's going to be some sort of break after the 5th episode.
Yeah, that's kind of what Nick was saying. Just probably not like that.
It's like an extended season.
Or, yeah, it just looks like there's going to be like a mid-season finale like The Walking Dead used to do. Because
they do it too, don't they?
Power,
they just started last season. Yeah. They did it the last season. They never did it before then, though.
Well, that's what looks like that's what's happening. Because 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 don't have names.
So there's 10 total.
There's 10 total.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't like how the lawyer team that Method Man is trying to create, like the legal
like
Avengers?
Why would I like that?
Because you don't know how Method Man's going to get screwed over somehow, some way, right?
No.
We can assume that because he don't know what the full extent this case is.
He's not. Mm-mm. I don't think you can't convince anyone the show is good or there are elements of it that are good.
Protect my energy. I can't get
there's definitely not like a lot of things that are interesting here, and I but you know the seeing the possible comeuppance of Tariq. I don't know, for whatever reason, it got me intrigued because I thought I was going to hate this shit.
But, yeah. You surprise me, Kenneth, sometimes. I swear, you really do.
He got that stale face like Mary J. You don't know what he's going to say.
I had a feeling he was going to like it, though, for some reason.
I didn't. I didn't think anybody here was going to like this shit. It's fucking trash.
It ain't that bad.
Oh, you're right. I can see it. I can definitely see Nick like
it. I always be acting like my taste is just garbage.
No. I think that you're not as overly picky. Wow, that's fucked up. I don't think your taste is trash.
Come
bro.
On, Nate.
I don't think you're
give
trash.
Me some credit.
I don't think you're trash.
Going
bro.
Off with the people. That was fucked up. I try to do this for the people.
You
right?
Find enjoyment here, baby. It's all right.
That was cold,
right.
buddy. You know, you're not.
She been trying to get that off her chest for a minute. Like, nigga, you'll list trash, real.
Oh, that's right. Lorenzo called Tasha and was like, "Tariq gonna die."
You got your son. We go. We say, "I'm gonna kill it." We go. What do you say if he don't do what we say?
You do what you say. That was bad.
Yeah, that was bad. Especially because he was leaning on a bump bag. I'm like,
okay.
I can't take a threat seriously.
Bad power
on a bump
bag. showing back.
Who's this? Who's this? Who's this?
I'm like, it's the braids. I'm like, come on, y'all can do her up a little bit better in jail. Like, y'all ain't gotta give her Meek Mill.
They did. I mean, they did up once. Oprah said, "This is the best you're gonna look in a
exactly,
while."
They put her right back in the braids after that.
She shouldn't have been talking that shit to 50 when he made fun of her hairline. She should have kept her
that's
mouth
exactly
shut.
Exactly what this is. Now she's spending a whole goddamn show. With
yep.
Fake ass call. Oh,
50 is going to torture her this entire season. I'm dead ass.
He is so petty.
I mean, he is. That's
he
why
is
he's doing
so
this.
Petty.
He could do something like that. He is doing something like that.
That's crazy.
That's why he's
they
having
could
have look
gave
like
her
this.
A ponytail and a bang or something.
That's what I said. She's looking bad on this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean in a good way.
And they freeze it too, right? I think the braids a little frizzy.
They a little fuzzy.
Yeah. All the new growth. How you got new
not
growth?
New growth?
What is happening? They don't got no fucking aloe vera juice or something? What the fuck?
You're able to get a goddamn afterbirth pill in there, but you can't get some goddamn
vaccine. Right.
Control. You didn't get some
can't get some antifrizz spray.
Control in there,
you can't get some, what's that shea butter? that shea moisture shit. You can't get on that. You got a whole ass phone. You got a whole ass phone. You can't call Postmates to get you some spray.
Oh, man.
Looking like Medusa up in this motherfucker. What the fuck is wrong with your head?
You did say afterbirth pill. I didn't even touch that.
What the fuck is an afterbirth pill, Rod?
I didn't even catch that.
I said, what is it?
Man, that's why I've been laughing the whole
she
time.
She said afterbirth pill.
That's called murder.
That's some power shit. Oh, only on power to have afterbirth pill.
Oh, God. Yo.
All right.
Oh, morning after, my nigga. Morning after.
Oh, man, Rod, you hilarious.
Oh, shit.
All right, well, those are our thoughts for the first three episodes of Power Book 2. Tune in later on as, I guess, me and Kim, we're going to do the Insider Actor Studio. This is me one-on-one. These niggas, they're going to drop off.
And maybe people, too. Maybe we can get people to come through. You know.
Just have to do it like that, cause
I might watch it, I might not.
That's
you gotta finish it out. You already
did. No, man, don't put them through that.
Hell no. I gotta do it. We got all.
Look,
we all do
we
it.
Were just
maybe you like the shit.
I said it's. I don't mind it.
That's a problem, man.
FPS podcast on Twitter. Let us know your thoughts as well. Is on IG as well as far as the handle. Tune in next week. We'll do episode 4, and we'll see how it goes from there. I do it for us this week. We out. Peace.
Peace.